Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We're joined by Dr. Richard Smith, CEO of the Foundation for the Study of Cycles, also known as the Doctor of Uncertainty. We're talking about NFTs. Now, let me just get this right. Non-fungible tokens.
Correct.
And take a moment to get that out properly.
You know, there's been so many people looking at different ways of investing.
Yeah.
The typical stock and bond market is one way, but
right.
There are other ways. Cryptocurrency has been a conversation, collectibles, art, and now these NFTs.
Right.
And the question always comes up, well, then how do I get my piece of the pie, right? Like, how do
or
I
is
get
it right for me? Or what do I have to know?
Yeah,
right?
So we have Dr. Richard Smith, CEO of the Foundation of Study of Cycles, also known as the Doctor of Uncertainty. Dr. Smith, the question I have for you is, how does someone, the general public, get in and start either investing in the technology of NFTs or actually these products that are available via an NFT?
Well, I'm not aware of any companies that you can invest in at the moment where you can invest in the technology itself. But if you want to actually buy some NFTs and hold on to them in the hope of that they'll appreciate in value, then you need to get a cryptocurrency wallet, a digital wallet, and you need to trade some dollars or trade some dollars for some ether, and then you need to take that ether to a place like OpenSea.io and buy some NFTs in this online marketplace. So it does involve a little bit of facility with this world of cryptocurrency, enough to open up a wallet and buy some ether and then be able to go trade that ether for some NFTs.
So beyond this album of this band that came out, what other items are you seeing? Because I'm not in front of the computer right now to see this, but
yeah.
What other items are out there and where do you see this heading towards? Like, is this going to be bigger and more items are going to be put on there that are actually tradable? Like, I understand the NBA is doing what the NBA is doing just to test it out.
Right.
At some point, this might be a viable option for people to buy collectibles or certain limited items. Where do you see this headed?
It might. I do think it's something that, while it is something that I am very interested in and excited about, you know, I really love the idea of creators and their fans being able to exchange value with each other directly. And I think that's part of what this does. I do think it's something where people really need to read the fine print. It's easy to get caught up in the hype right now. There's a lot of attention on this and things are going for what seem to be, you know, pretty extraordinary prices. I think one of LeBron James's video basketball cards just sold for something like $250,000. Christie's is doing an auction of a digital art piece right now that is supposedly last quote was $3.5 million. So, you know, you got to read the fine print and you got to know what you're buying. And you have to really figure out if there is true scarcity here and something that's likely to increase in value. I think it's something that if you're interested in it, you should absolutely get involved. But at the same time, it needs to be with money that you can afford to not see again for a while. So I'm sure you all have familiarity with, you know, managing investments and taking advantage of speculative opportunities, but it's got to be with money that you can afford to lose.
So on that point, let's broaden the conversation just a minute away from NFTs, because I want to go back to cycles for a moment, and maybe you can speak to cycles. Again, whatever point in the cycle you think that blockchain or digital currency or NFTs might be in. But in general, what do people need to know about currencies relative to what you're seeing? Cycles relative to what you're seeing today.
Well, I think that we're closer to the cycle tops than we are to the cycle bottoms. I think that, you know, we're in a 12-year bull market coming out of the 2009 financial crisis. And people need to be aware of the possibilities of corrections. I think they're a real possibility. I think the cycles certainly indicate that risk. We saw Ray Dalio come out this week talking about his concerns about the marketplace. We saw Jeremy Grantham come out and talk about his concerns. You know, and then we heard Vlad Tenev, you know, new wunderkind of Robinhood, come out and call Charlie Munger elitist and, you know, disrespectful. So that's the nature of the cycle that we're in right now. You know, I think, as I said before, history doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme. And so I think it's a time that everybody just needs to be cautious and not overextending themselves, not necessarily running for the hills, but certainly aware of, you know, that prices don't always just keep going straight up.
Dr. Smith, in history, there have been times where people get ahead of themselves because of what's been out there. And we'll go back to the dot-com era. People were getting very excited,
yes,
overvaluing certain companies and so forth. And then this little thing called Y2K came in, and people were scared about losing their information. There was a whole bunch of issues with computers and the world not working, and we're all going to, you know, die and all this kind of stuff. We're getting to a point right now where, although blockchain fairly new out there, there are some concerns that you could put all your life savings into digital currencies, and it could be stolen, taken away from you, and so forth. Is the safety of these collectibles and the cryptocurrency on this type of technology, are we concerned about that? Because we hear cases of that. Of course, that's going to be overblown. But what's the safety for an average American or Canadian to say, I want to get in on this and I know my money is safe?
I think that is always a concern about blockchain. It is an encryption technology. And for one thing, if that encryption is ever broken, then the whole game is over. So it is something that you need to be careful about. Another thing is if you lose your keys, if you lose your passwords, you can't recover it ever. It's gone. So it is something that you need to be careful with. I do think it has a place in people's portfolios. It certainly had a place in my portfolio, and I've been very happy with it. But it's not something that I would be putting my life savings in by any stretch, certainly not at this stage of my life. But I do think it can make an interesting and complementary asset in a portfolio. And I think if you really believe in the opportunities for people to interact and exchange value more directly with fewer middlemen, then it's a technology that you absolutely should allocate some capital to, because you're helping build the new world by loaning your capital to this enterprise. And I think that's great. That should be part of what investing is.
Dr. Smith, we have to leave it there. I want to thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. Take care, guys.
You've been joined by Dr. Richard Smith, as the CEO of the Foundation for the Study of Cycles, as a doctor of uncertainty. And Basil, there is some uncertainty in this area, in new technology, but there's also uncertainty for people when they look forward into their future and what their retirement looks like, right?
Running out of money, volatility in the markets, economic changes, everything that's going on puts a lot of stress on a person that's transitioning into retirement or living in retirement. And so we're going to show you our strategy on how you bulletproof your retirement.
And that is on Tuesday, April 20th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Stick around after the break. Did you know your emotions could actually destroy your retirement? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.